Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. Wednesday, May 25th. Tough to get excited this morning. It's just a tough one. Another tough day in America. I'm not going to make this a big speech about what went down in Texas. It's just awful news. You guys know I have kids. I talk about my kids on the podcast all the time. It's just brutal. You don't even know where to begin. I'm not going to go too long on it. I'll just say this. When your night ends with a discussion at the dinner table about what to tell your 9 and 11-year-old kid to do if, like, some guy busts into the school with guns and is shooting people. And, hey, if you're desperate and you're in a pinch, just lay down and play dead, hold your breath. And, like, explaining to them that that's a real option in 2022, it just pisses me off. So I was in an angry mood last night watching the game. And, of course, the Warriors get their asses kicked for three quarters. It's just disappointing. The fourth quarter got me a little excited because the game got interesting. On a side note, to pick your spirits up here on a Wednesday morning, I did watch the final episode of Ozark. And I'm not at liberty to talk about it yet because I'm sure not everybody's seen it. But either later this week or next week, we're going to talk about it. Powerful television. I can't think of a more gripping final 20 minutes on any TV show I've ever seen. The final 20 minutes of Ozark was unbelievable. You don't think you can wrap up that many seasons of high-quality TV in the final, like, 25 minutes, and it was just like, oh my gosh. It was amazing. I'm not going to spoil it. Incredible ending on multiple levels of Ozark. All right, on to basketball. It's just tough to quickly pivot to basketball. I'm keeping it real, guys. You know, you wake up and can't stop thinking about what went down. Obviously, you know, my parents were calling me, oh gosh, be safe with the kids. You know, that stuff's going on everywhere. Your friends are texting. It's just, it's terrible. It's tough to get worked up about an NBA game. I'll say this. We'll just to get to basketball. The Mavs basically delayed the inevitable on Tuesday night, right? They make a million three-pointers, and now they're within 3-1 of Golden State. The Warriors historically have had issues closing out series, okay? Denver up 3-0 in the first round, couldn't close it out. Up 3-1 on Memphis, couldn't close it out. And now this, where they are up 3-0 on Dallas, they give up 20 three-pointers. Dallas, this is crazy. Dallas made 21 twos and 20 threes. Is that staggering? I'm stunned. Like, essentially, the guys who couldn't make a throw it in the ocean, right? Could not throw it in the ocean. All of a sudden, Reggie Bullock, 6 for 10 from deep. Kleber, 2 for 3. Dinwiddie, 2 for 5. Dorian Finney-Smith, 4 for 7. Like, they were hitting. And I guess the question then becomes, well, can they duplicate that 3 straight games? And I would unequivocally say no. And the Warriors will close this out. It's inevitable. They're going to be going to the finals again. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Warriors in a minute and Steph Curry and what this means. I do want to give a big, 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 huge thank you to A, the Warriors bench mob, Kuminga, who looked really spicy, 17-8 in 22 minutes. And I'm telling you guys, if they do move on from Wiggins, because they can't pay everybody, Kuminga is going to be in that Andrew Wiggins mold. He is bouncy as hell, athletic. Now, he's very raw still, and the guy's like 21 years old, so give him some time, but he looked good. Jordan Poole, not as good. Again, he's unreliable at this point. He's very explosive. And then he vanishes. He had a terrible foul out, a terrible possession in overtime when I think they were down 8 or 9 or 10. I'm sorry, not in overtime, in the fourth quarter. Moses Moody looks good the last couple games. Their bench, I need to thank them for getting them in it because it forced the Mavs to bring back Luka Doncic for the final 4 minutes. Dallas led by 29 entering the fourth quarter. 99-70. They led by 29 points, and they were forced to bring back some of their starters, including Luka, because the Warriors bench mob went off. And, of course, the Dallas role players sputtered without Luka, and Golden State cut it to, I believe, 8. They bring back Curry, and you're like, okay, this is interesting. Then Luka gets a dunk, and Luka proceeds to finish with 30, 14, and 9, if you're counting at home. That is 53 points, rebounds, and assists. I bet the over on his total, which was 52. A nice win. Although the Warriors' rally blew the under, which was looking pretty darn good entering the fourth, until, you know, Golden State decides, let me hang a 39 spot and force Luka to come back. I wasn't going to win both those bets. Also, Curry unbelievably just made 2 threes. He's been firing from deep. They really took it away. They wanted the ball out of his hands. It worked. He had 8 assists. Guys, Klay Thompson just, I mean, he just doesn't show up for an entire half now. It was like, goodness gracious. And you know, we'll get to the Boston aspect at some point, but I don't love this matchup for the Warriors against Boston. I just don't. They're going to be able to, if they can contain Curry, who reliably do you trust? Klay? I don't. Jordan Poole? Less so. Andrew Wiggins? You know, we saw regular Andrew Wiggins. You know, he came back to earth a little bit there in game 4. You know, a robust minus 20. 13 points. No thunderous dunks sending Luka to the floor with authority. None of it. But yeah, overall, pretty disappointing showing from the Warriors, who just, I don't want to say they lack their killer instinct, but we remember up 3-1 on the Cavs, just you didn't see that killer instinct. And, you know, obviously the Draymond Green suspension happened, blah, blah, blah. But a disappointing night for sure for Warriors fans. But the good news is Golden State's going to the finals. We know it never been done before where a team's blown a 3-0 lead. And this will be the 6th time in 8 years for the Warriors going to the finals. And I think ultimately we're going to see some sort of coronation of Curry in the finals. Now, I just want to drill down for a second.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there. What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I think we need to put this Curry thing in a little bit of perspective because it's weird. I don't know, Rob. I'm having trouble framing this. And I hate saying people think because it's like, well, who are the people? Why are you giving this your energy? But there seems to be this narrative out there that, oh, when Durant left, the Warriors were kind of dead. And, you know, 2 years, they missed the playoffs. A lot of that had to do with injuries. Klay missed two full seasons with the Achilles. Curry was injured significantly, I think, in like the opening night or opening week, and then missed a ton of action. And they're back now, folks. And Steph Curry, this tiny kid from Davidson, who was the 7th overall pick. He wasn't ticketed for greatness the way it was like, oh, Olajuwon. We know Olajuwon's going to be a superstar. LeBron. We knew LeBron had next. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was like a sophomore in high school, right? We knew, who else did we? We knew Michael Jordan, obviously, was a big deal. UNC won the Natty, went top five. But we had no idea that Steph Curry would be this kind of force in the NBA, leading the league in jersey sales, right? Being the number one TV draw. Rob said this week that of the 8 most watched NBA playoff games, Curry and the Warriors were in 5 of them. People are obsessed with Curry. And I experienced this back when we were in Pennsylvania before we moved west. And by the way, the anniversary is coming up June 1. We moved west 6 years ago. And I would go to a Sixers game and I'm telling you, Curry jerseys were everywhere. This was like 2015 as he was ascending and putting on a show. This was when he was still kind of on a bargain contract. He wasn't even a max guy. And you could see the momentum building like, holy cow. And I brought my kid to a Warriors game wearing a Curry jersey. My daughter did not. She did go to that game. I don't know if she wore a Curry jersey, but my son definitely did because I have video of him dancing in it. At any rate, you could see it building. And now, I mean, I know that we say that, you know, Kobe handed the torch to LeBron. It's been LeBron's league. Folks, I'm a LeBron guy. I like him a lot. But Steph Curry is the face of the NBA. And it's been that way for a little while. I know LeBron took him down, the great comeback. I get that. That was awesome. LeBron is right there with Curry. But it's pretty clear from a merchandise perspective. Go look at the jersey sales. By the way, he hasn't changed teams. LeBron changing teams really helps his cause. And this is not me pitting LeBron against Curry, although they have had beef in the past, specifically that 2016 finals where they blew the lead. You remember LeBron talking trash to him after a rejection. I think that was in game 5 because I think 6 and 7 were back in the Bay Area. But it's not pitting Curry against LeBron. Like, Curry is the bigger draw. LeBron, obviously the better overall player. But what Curry's done, and I looked this up. Rob and I broke it down. Because somebody came after me on Twitter and was like, who cares about finals appearances? It only matters if you win. And people think that this idea about finals appearances, essentially, it is like propping up LeBron's career because he's been so many times. And LeBron's been obviously more than Curry. LeBron might end his career with double the amount of finals trips that Jordan had, but he's still got some work to do on that. Nevertheless, we looked since 2000, this century. Do you want to guess how many teams have made the NBA Finals? There's 30 teams in the league. This century, only 16 teams have made the Finals. And it's weird because that awesome run that the league had in the 80s and 90s, since Olajuwon left, how many trips to the Finals for Rockets? 0. Since Jordan left, 0. Since Patrick Ewing left the Knicks, 0. Malone and Stockton left Utah. By the way, Malone and Stockton, an institution in Utah. Losing the finals twice. They have not been back. I don't even know if they've sniffed the finals since. Have they made a conference finals? I'd have to look that up. And of course, Clyde Drexler with the Portland Trailblazers. This just speaks to how difficult it is to make the NBA finals. You got to go through 3 rounds of playoffs. I just, I don't understand the backlash toward Curry. It just doesn't make sense to me, Rob. What he has done in Golden State is, I would say, has to be... hold on, let me put this in perspective. If you look at the modern era, i.e. when Bird and Magic joined and the league started to get TV deals and all that, you look at the modern era, what Steph Curry has done in Golden State has to be top five in the modern era. So that would be like the last 40-something years. It might even be top three. Obviously, listen, Jordan going back to back to back, tough to top. LeBron going to the finals, I think it was it 7 years in a row, Rob, or eight?
I believe it was eight straight.
Okay. LeBron doing that is right there with Michael Jordan winning three, taking 2 years off, and then winning three. And now Curry, again, this is an above-the-rim league. Curry is a below-the-rim kind of guy. I mean, I can't... Has he had a dunk in this playoffs? You know? I mean, all we talk about is Andrew Wiggins' dunk and Ja Morant's dunk, and people love high-wire acts. But you know what they love more? Steph Curry, Rob. That's what they love more. They love it more than all the dunks and all the aerial assaults. Like, people love Jordan, obviously, because he was a winner and cutthroat and could dunk from the foul line. I think people have a different kind of love for Steph Curry, but it's not that far off from the kind of love Jordan got, understandably so, given his dominance in Chicago.
Well, you said a lot there. I tend to agree with you that Steph Curry is one of the great NBA success stories that we've ever seen. Given the way that, you know, he was unheralded going into college, unheralded mostly coming into the NBA, he slipped in the draft for a reason. And then his career starts off with him having arguably the worst ankles in sports history. Like, I don't know if you've noticed that now, even now, you know, he hasn't had issues in a while. But if you watch the games, like if you watch last night's game, you'll see a giant bulky brace on both of his ankles that he has to wear in every game now because his ankles are that bad. Mm. And to your point, Steph Curry's not the most athletic guy. He's not the biggest guy. I know he's kind of tall for a point guard, about 6'3", but he's thin. And yet he goes toe-to-toe historically with Kevin Durant, with probably even Kobe Bryant now, with Shaquille O'Neal, with Hakeem Olajuwon. Like, these are behemoths in basketball history. These are guys who, to your point, we knew almost immediately, as soon as you heard their name, oh, that guy's going to be something special. When that guy gets to the NBA, it's not going to be about if he gets to the NBA Finals. It's going to be how many rings does he end up with. Like, that's what the question was always going to be. And with Steph Curry, nobody saw this coming. And I think that is why he has captured the imagination of so many people in this country, more so than anybody I think that we've seen since Michael Jordan. Like, there's a reason why, and we talked about this a little bit, you know, with the ratings, that this current postseason, which has in the last 17 playoff games, I saw this yesterday, they've been decided by an average of over 19 points per game. Like, every game, it feels like, has been a blowout for the most part for the last 2.5 weeks. Even still, the highest ratings we've seen in 8 years. There's no LeBron James. Kevin Durant's been long gone.
No super teams.
Kawhi hasn't. Yeah, no super teams. Kawhi hasn't been there. Joel Embiid and James Harden got knocked out. Giannis got knocked out. What's the common denominator? Are people tuning in to watch Jimmy Butler and the Miami
Heat?
Don't
put my guy down.
You know, are people tuning in to watch, you know, I guess you could say they're turning in to watch Luka Doncic, but the ratings don't show
that.
We
don't know that yet.
The ratings don't show that yet. Everybody wants to see Steph Curry. It's why I have said publicly, even as a Laker fan, as a guy who lives and roots for the team that has LeBron James on it, Steph Curry is the face of the NBA. It doesn't matter that the sports television shows, the sports radio shows, podcasts like this one, anytime there's a LeBron topic, we try to get it in because we know he's good for our ratings. He's good for our business.
Right. Polarizing.
Yes, exactly. I spoke to someone last week and we talked about this exact kind of thing just in private. And I said, why is it that LeBron James, when it comes to TV, radio, podcast ratings, is through the roof? yet when it comes to actual television ratings, doesn't rate as well. And Steph Curry, it feels like, is almost the exact opposite. You haven't seen a lot of Steph Curry conversation take place on the debate shows, you know, maybe the last 48 hours or so.
Well, there's nothing to debate, exactly. Rob, but I think you just gave him something. Now, I know you're a big Lakers guy. Did you just put Curry on the same level as Kobe Bryant?
He's in the room. Absolutely.
I didn't see that coming. I'll be honest. Now, I know you're a big Kobe guy.
And I think Kobe is a better player than Steph Curry. I think, you know, almost all of the guys that I mentioned, you know, LeBron, Hakeem, Shaq, I think that they're better players than Steph Curry. But when it's all said and done and you look at the way he's going to have his rings, he's going to have the unanimous MVP. He's going to have two MVPs, actually. He's going to have the idea that he changed the sport of basketball with the three-point shooting. Whether that's true or not, I think that he's going to get the lion's share of the credit. And you're going to see the way that his style of play and his personality and the shimmying has captured the imagination of the entire basketball world more than anybody since Michael Jordan. So you're going to have to admit that when you're talking about the history and the story of basketball, Steph Curry has to be one of the first names you mention, regardless if he ends up winning this championship or not.
Yeah, he's really starting to put his name in that like Magic Bird discussion in terms of the story of basketball. Just because you mentioned Kobe, I have not previously gone there. I know I have a lot of Laker fans out here who listen. By the way, we are able to look at the numbers for the podcast, and yes, we know that a lot of the listeners are in Los Angeles. Folks, I'm just going to humor me. I'm going to go through and compare Curry and Kobe. Now, Kobe obviously played a lot longer. Titles, Kobe 5, Curry 3, but Curry could, not out of the realm, he could catch him. Kobe played 7 more seasons. All-Star games, 18-8. MVPs, this is the surprise, but it's out there. Kobe 1, Curry 2. Finals MVPs, Kobe 2, Curry 0. First team All-NBA, Kobe 11. Wow. half his career, he was first team All NBA. Over half his career, Curry 4, All NBA, All Defensive First Team, Kobe 9, Curry 0. This one was a surprise. Scoring leader, Kobe and Curry were tied at 2 each. I didn't know it was that close. But this is the one that it jumps off the page of me. And yes, I know the defense guys. I get it. If you look at the playoff stats, points per game, Kobe, a juggernaut, 25.6 points per game. Now, some of that includes the 2 years he was a teenager and they struggled against the Jazz, the air balls. You remember those. Curry, 26.6. Curry, a more viable scoring option. Points per game-wise, probably not the best metric, right? Then Curry, that's a surprise. Playoff rebounds per game. Curry, 5.4, Kobe, 5.1. And assists, Curry, 6.2, Kobe, 4.7. I mean, you want to toss in steals, Curry has him as well. So, Rob, this narrative that Curry's not a playoff performer, more points, rebounds, and assists per game in his career than Kobe Bryant in the playoffs. And I don't want to make this a Kobe versus Curry thing. It's a silly comparison.
And like I said,
right?
I hopefully nobody listening to this.
But you started.
Yeah, hopefully people listening to this don't think that I believe that Curry is better than Kobe. I don't think that. But what I was trying to say is that it's no longer a dismissive thing to say that they're on the same plane, that they're in the same tier of the greatest players of all time. It's no longer, it's like, oh yeah, Steph's a cute story. You know, he shoots the threes and does that kind of stuff. But now, it's undeniable that he is in that pantheon, that he's in that group of guys that, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, would have seen, you'd been laughed out of the room if you would have said, hey, that skinny kid from Davidson is going to be remembered alongside Kobe and Shaq and Bird and Magic and all those guys.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Since you also brought up Kobe and the Lakers, let's just quickly do a couple minutes and wrap up here on this Russell Westbrook saga. I don't really believe, I don't put a lot of stock in this, Rob, but the, I think The Athletic is reporting that because teams are telling the Lakers, if you want us to take Russ off your hands via trade, you have to attach at the minimum one future first round pick to it. The Lakers, of course, are balking at that, saying hell to the no. As a result, according to, now, Rob, you can find out who said this, but it was out there on Tuesday. The Lakers are saying, you know what, with a new coaching staff, a new offensive scheme, some other, you know, satellites around the big three, we can just make it work with Russell Westbrook. I don't want anybody jumping off bridges out here in LA. That's not going to happen. This is what the Lakers have to say, okay, to get down the damaged goods value of Russell Westbrook. Okay, remember, Chris Paul, remember that Chris Paul trade, Rob? What was it? Chris Paul from OKC. How did he get to Phoenix?
It was a, I'm about to look that up while you're talking. Let me see how he.
I'm pretty sure that Chris Paul was shipped from Houston to Phoenix. Or did he? No, he made a pit stop in OKC. And it was like, oh, Chris Paul's washed, and then he has a good year in OKC and lands in Phoenix, and they get to the finals.
I have the terms.
I'm not saying Russell Westbrook can do that.
This is one of the more interesting trades of the last couple of years. The Suns traded away Kelly Oubre, Ricky Rubio, Ty Jerome, Jalen Lecure, and a 2022 first-round pick in exchange for Chris Paul.
Oh, my gosh. Now, listen, Paul flamed out spectacularly. This is what he does in the postseason. You know, he did it this year. And, Rob, I don't want to crush the guy, but they were up 2-0 last year against Milwaukee, and they lost four straight. That being said, he got you the best record in the league, and you went to the finals last year. You take that 100 times out of 100, right?
Yes.
I mean, no disrespect to Ty Jerome, the immortal Virginia Cavalier, but you do that in a heartbeat. I don't think Russell Westbrook is capable of putting a team on his back and getting to the finals the way Chris Paul did. That being said, we saw Russell Westbrook in Washington get them to the postseason. Now, I know that the same people who say, who cares about getting to the playoff, getting to the finals, that doesn't mean anything if you don't win. There's a lot of teams out there who would really love to simply make the playoffs. Now, I can't stress this enough. If you look at the financials, simply getting to host two first-round playoff games in first round, let's say you're the eighth seed, or you're one of the play-in teams and you get in, that's a lot of money in your pocket. You if you're an owner, and again, I don't want to pump up my, you know, being a soccer team owner, but simply hosting a playoff game is invaluable. That is basically not free money, but it is huge. And that's why, and this has been broken down by some others, the Indiana Pacers have really never had a top 10 pick in the last like 25 years. Guess what? They always want to stay in the playoffs because as a mid-market team, you got to make the postseason. You got to get those home dates. You get the revenue from those home playoff games. Pacers were dreadful. I don't think Russ could take them to the playoffs. Is there a team that gets them there? Nobody in the West is going to want to deal with the Lakers. The Kings are desperate. They're not going to do it. Portland, no way they're pairing Russ with Damian Lillard. OKC's not taking Russ back. Houston ain't taking Russ back. So then you got to look to the East and you're like, well, geez, what, is there a team that makes any sense? Well, yeah. The New York Knicks, who we know they're not getting any free agents this summer. That being said, what if the Knicks, and again, you know, they were really, really bad last year after making the playoffs. Couldn't even make the play-in. And, you know, Thibodeau and Julius Randle had some beef. Julius Randle at the end of the season was ready to be done there. Their backcourt is not strong at all. I'm not suggesting Russ makes sense, but Russ is still a high wire act. Can dunk, can get the crowd worked up. Can he get the Knicks to the playoffs in the East? I don't know. But his deal is expiring next year. So if you're the Knicks, do you take on Russ for a year and say, yeah, we'll deal with Russ for a year. And then guess what? We've got all the cap room to go potentially big game hunting next year. Now, I don't think the Knicks front office really wants to deal with LeBron. Given you know the guys at the front of the Knicks front office, Rob, now, I don't think they're going to want to deal with LeBron and help the Lakers at all. But this Russ situation, there just aren't a lot of teams that are going to be in the mix for him. I can't find them.
Oh, that might be the understatement of the year, that there's not a lot of teams interested in Russell Westbrook. But Well, you asked the question early on in that rant, you know, who was reporting it? It was friend of the show, Jovan Buha from The Athletic, who reported.
Oh, he's been, yeah, good guy.
Yeah, great guy. He's a really nice guy. I tend to agree with you, though, that I think that this, not to knock Jovan's reporting or anything, I just don't think that this is a situation where the Lakers are really planning on bringing Russell Westbrook back. I think this is a situation where, like last week, Sam Amick reported that one of the things that they've been asking prospective coaches is, how do you plan on integrating Russ if you get hired?
Oh.
And I was not taken aback by that. I was not offended by that in any way, because in the event that you are unable to get a trade that makes sense, you're going to have him on your team. Like, it would behoove you to ask, what are you going to do if we still have Russ? How do you plan on working him in? What are you going to do if LeBron and AD both miss 20 plus games? Because that obviously might happen. Do you have an offensive structure that works when LeBron's not on the floor? Because even though he's an Iron Man, historically, the last few years, he hasn't been great at all, you know, available. He's been hurt. So these are things you have to prepare for. And these are things I think it would be irresponsible as a front office if you weren't prepared for those things. Having said all of that, I don't expect Russell Westbrook to be on the team. I do expect them at some point to offer up a first round pick or a pick swap or something as a way to sweeten up the deal. Because even if Russell Westbrook as a player may not be that appealing, you know, unless you're, to your point, the Knicks or, the Washington Wizards, who just making the playoffs to them is a big deal.
That's a huge win.
Yeah. And Russell Westbrook has shown that he can get, you know, teams to the postseason, provided he has defenders and shooters around him, because he's not going to do either one of those things. But, you know, the other thing is his contract. I know it's $47 million. It sounds big on his face. It's an expiring contract.
Yeah,
so
that's the
key. You're a small market team like in Indiana, you already have your young guards of the future with Tyrese Haliburton and Chris Duarte. Why do you want to be paying Malcolm Brogdon another 4 years, $80+ million? You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense if you're a small market team in the interest of, pinching pennies and trying to hold on to as much income and salary as possible. It would make sense for you to get off of these contracts as quickly as possible. So I don't think this whole thing, it just seems like a big negotiation ploy to me.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe. And listen, this offseason is going to be crazy for many teams, including the Lakers. But we've gone a little bit long here. It's been a slow week in sports. Memorial Day weekend coming up. It looks like we probably will not have a show on Monday unless there's Game 7 of Celtics Heat. Then we will do a Game 7 for sure. But that's how it's looking right now. We have a pretty big time guest we're working on. Efforting, as they say in the business. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.